Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. I'll tell you one thing, right here and now. There's something terrifying about the Goatman. A shout out to my channel members and my patrons. Subscribe if you're new. And let's get into this tale. The sun wouldn't rise for another hour when I leashed up my dog for our walk. You see, my wife and I started going to the gym on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Last week, our trainer wanted us to add cardio to our routine, so Tuesdays and Thursdays became our cardio days. Our gym was small, and with only one treadmill working at the time, I opted to get my exercise later in the day via a hike through the neighboring urban wilderness. I figured this would also be an excellent opportunity to walk our dog Penny. Fall showed no signs of coming early to Oklahoma as we stepped out into the 75-degree heat. With all the lakes and the Gulf Stream, Oklahoma can be unbearably humid. On Tuesday, when I did my walk around 10 a.m., I felt sweaty enough to want to take a second shower from a 40-minute hike. Today, I opted to start at 6 a.m. before I'd shower and match my wife's time at the gym. Despite the dark, there were several cars parked in the lot for Sutton Wilderness. Goes the show that the Sutton Goatman isn't real, I joked. I have heard of the urban legend about the Goatman stalking the woods at night, but that was the extent of my knowledge until I listened to a local podcast that went more in depth. The host described the story as one that echoed over Goatman stories across the nation. His research compared the sightings of woodland monsters like Bigfoot through all the cultural lens, with people from British backgrounds familiar with apemen, werewolves from Germanic history, and the Goatman from the Dutch. Similar to other Goatman stories, this creature existed near a hospital, or in the case of the Sutton Wilderness, a psychiatric ward. The urban wilderness was once grounds for the Griffin Memorial Hospital, an old Central State mental hospital. As the hospital shrunk, the state turned the landscape into the park people enjoy today. According to urban legends, the hospital found a baby deformed with horns to the point they thought the child was a goat at first. The hospital cared for the baby, and as the child grew up and the landscape changed, the child decided to stay here. The podcast had noted that this would put the Goatman well over 70 years old, and said that some people believe the spirit of the Goatman is what haunts the woods. Regardless of the form, the legend warns that people will hear footsteps made by hoofs coming from behind them. If a person walks faster or slower, the steps would match their pace until one would feel hot breath on their neck, by which time, you were too late. If you turn around, the Goatman would grab you and drag you deep into the woods, never to be seen again. The main trail for the park was about a mile and a half long, with the two main entrances looping back at the wooden pavilion. We took the path to our right. Although it was dark and I could barely see with all the tree coverage, I was more concerned about my dog eating something she shouldn't than anything else. The city had widened the trails a couple of years ago to give people more space when crossing each other and reduce the tick population. My dog stopped. Her ears perked up and turned to the south towards the rhythmic beat of drums off in the distance. I tugged on her leash and assured her, "It's just the high school band practicing, Penny." I was over a third of the way on the trail before I encountered my first person. They appeared to be an older gentleman, hard to say with the blue disposable face mask, long-sleeved shirt, pants, and fisher hat they wore. I nodded my head hello, and they walked past me without saying a word. When we got to the long straight part near the pond, something behind us caught my dog's attention. I turned around, and there was a white light floating throughout the bushes, moving fast along the trail and getting closer. I'm ashamed to admit that my brain took a long moment before realizing that this was the headlight from a bike. In my defense, bicycles were not allowed on the trails. I pulled Penny closer to me as we would move to the side to let them pass. Penny and I came to the final stretch of the woods, which had the thickest tree coverage. Penny's tail curled inward as she got closer to my side. An educational sign about life in the woods highlighted the various animals one could find, such as bark beetles, ornate box turtles, cedar waxwings, bobcats, eastern wood rats, and downy woodpeckers. Back away from the sign was a hut made out of fallen tree branches. I always viewed this fairy house as something fun for kids to explore, but not today. There were pieces of the bike I saw earlier scattered on the ground. The bike looked like it had been mangled by some machine, as no person or creature could have done this kind of damage. I turned on my phone's flashlight. While I stayed put on the paved trail, I used the light to follow the bike pieces to the hut. Something moved inside. I cut away the shadows with my light and revealed a pair of green eyes reflecting at me. I ran, and so did Penny. I was struggling to keep up with her, but I had her on a leash still. Behind us, I heard what sounded like hoofs matching my pace on the paved trail. I dared not look back. The sun was rising as we made our escape out of the woods and back to the gazebo. With the sounds of hoofs gone and no warm breath on my neck, I stopped to catch my breath. Standing behind in the trees was someone about my height. I thought I saw horns like a goat, but as I tried to get a better look at them, they faded into the shadows.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.